බ්‍රහ්මසාලෝකාධිපති සහම්පති කතංජලී අනදිවාරමායාසතා සන්තිතා සත්තවාජක්ක ජාතිකා දේසේතු දම්මං අනුකම්පිමං පජාම්. The Brahma God Sahampati, Lord of the world, with palms joined in reverence, requested a favor. Beings are here with but little dust in their eyes. Pray, teach the Dhamma out of compassion for them.
ทุกท่านทุกคนขอความเจริญจงมีตลอดไปฉะนั้นวันนี้ให้ก็คิดมาก็ขอยุติไปแต่เพียงเท่านี้
Ajahn-chanya will offer a translation.
We will begin with a poem in Thai. เป็นมนุษย์สุดเซนดีมีโอกาสมีปัญญาเฉลียวฉลาดกว่าสัตว์ทั้งพ้องขอวิงวองท่านจงตรายตรองยึดการมองความเป็นธรรมนำจิตใจ This poem speaks of the great opportunity of being born as a human because one hasa greater faculty of wisdom than other beings, and because of that one has the opportunity to develop oneself, and one should take the Dhamma as the fundamental point for developing oneself. And then the second poem that he gave, also in Thai, it speaks of the Satcha Dhamma, which is the true Dhamma, which is a true part of all of our lives. And that's that there is a sickness and suffering and also death as part of the truth of our lives. So then when we have medicines through the course of our lives to deal with the sickness of the body, but what should be used to deal with the sickness and suffering of the mind, that's when we should take the Dhamma as our medicine. So Numpo asked for the opportunity from the senior monks to speak, and extended his blessing to all of the lay people gathered here today. Today is the 21st of June, and we've all gathered together for this important occasion. We've made effort to prepare the place, and we've also prepared our minds, established our minds, and put our minds in a good space so that we can make a good determination towards carrying out something good, which will be beneficial. And our coming together in this way, at the very least, provides an opportunity for making contact and establishing a basis for working together in harmony. It points to kindness and sacrifice that we've all made the effort to come here with good intention in our heart. So then this occasion of beginning the project of building a Dhamma hall, it's a means to come together and also to learn about the Dhamma, which we hold in great esteem. And also to learn about ourselves, and see our own value, because we're all human resources that have a great potential. But if that potential is to be realized, then we must adapt ourselves and develop ourselves so that our lives can also be very beneficial for the world. When we talk about ourselves or this human life, what's that made up of? Well, most simply, it's made up of the physical aspect and also the mental aspect. And as we know, this physical body is actually nothing more than a conglomeration of material elements which come together to make a form for the space of our lifetime, which isn't likely to exceed more than 100 rotations of the earth. So that's just the natural function of the body, doing its duty according to nature. Having come together, it also breaks apart. But this is one aspect of the truth of Dhamma, which explains the truth of nature. That's the reality of our bodies. speaking of the reality of our mind. Our mind or heart is an immaterial thing with no form or physical features, and because of that, that's a matter that we have to experience for ourselves and understand for ourselves. But in order to understand that, then we have many means of practice, particularly the Dhammas of great support, which the Buddha taught as our means to understand our own minds and to identify that which is good and leads to benefit, and that which is harmful, which is dangerous. So it's this aspect of mindfulness or self-awareness, also called sati, which is one of those dhammas of great support. And the other is clear comprehension or clear understanding of that which we know with mindfulness, being aware about our minds all the time and knowing what's arising in our mind, knowing what's suitable and what's not so suitable, knowing what's beneficial and what's harmful. Because this is the way that we take care of the health of our mind. And the health of the mind is just as important in our lives as the health of our body. Through mindfulness, knowing our heart, then we know which is good and which is not good. And that's how we can distinguish, that's how we can choose. It's the job of mindfulness to watch over and to warn us when something which is harmful is arising, because the heart has the potential for purity and also the potential for stains and for dirt. So if the heart's not shining brightly and it's covered up with something unwholesome, then that's when we should recognize that is unwholesome and not speak or act based on that intention. In this way, we observe and see within the heart what we call the wholesome dhammas, or kusala dhammas, and the unwholesome dhammas, or akusala dhammas. Akusala dhamma is that which is dangerous, that which is harmful, and it's something which we all know and experience. For example, anger. As we know, if we don't control that anger, don't recognize it within our heart and let go of it, but instead take it up and act upon it, then all of those actions will be the cause for great harm and cause for us losing respect and being rejected from society. Therefore, the Buddha taught that we should know these feelings and abandon them, not take up the heavy burden, and especially not to act upon them, but to see all feelings and thoughts within the mind as simply guests which are coming and going, and it's our job to know which ones are the friendly guests, which ones are those relatives that we know well and feel safe with, and which ones are the dangerous thieves and robbers that should be locked out of our house and not allowed to enter. So it's the dhammas of great support, mindfulness and clear awareness, that keeps us safe from danger. Those wholesome aspects of the heart don't bring danger, but can lead to great benefit. For example, loving-kindness, as we may have experienced in their lives, our mother and father taking care of us, and all of that care is what we call metta, or loving kindness. This is a wholesome dhamma which is beneficial in the world. So therefore, when this arises in the heart, we should make much of it. A kind person is accepted and respected within society as somebody who's a good person, a person with dhamma in their heart. However, if one is to live in this way, then one must develop oneself in order to become a better and better person, in order to make more and more merit, in order to practice sacrifice and giving until it becomes a natural way of life, and also in order to develop strong principles of morality which one upholds to, whether it's easy or difficult to maintain those good principles. And it's morality which helps us to live free from harm. So this is just taking part of the health of our minds in just the same way as we take care of our bodies. When we're thinking of our own health, we select from all of the foods available and just choose those which are most healthy. In just the same way, when we're taking care of the health of our mind, then we think of wholesome moods and unwholesome moods, and we act only based on the good intentions. So that's the way to live with someone with mindfulness and wisdom, how to live someone how to live as somebody with the Dhamma in their heart, seeing the danger and the harm in the round of rebirth. Because the danger in our lives doesn't come so much from outside, but it arises from within our heart. If we can recognize that danger, then we can abandon it. And if we can recognize the goodness within our heart, then we can build that up. This is how we educate ourselves. But it's necessary to build up our mindfulness in order to be able to do this effectively. And so we've come together today in a place which is designated as a place for practicing the Dhamma, for learning the Dhamma, and for developing those good qualities, and for developing meditation, letting go of unwholesome qualities, and developing peace. So even though this place is just another part of nature or another surface of the earth, it can still be a place which we use in a very intelligent way, and use in a balanced and non-destructive way. If we use it well, it will last, and it will be beneficial for us. So therefore, we take the lessons from our elders who've taught us over the generations how to take care of the health of our bodies, and particularly the health of our mind. And in this way, we practice to make our hearts cooler and more mature. We reduce the heat and intoxication that's there in an imbalanced heart. And we reduce the danger and the fear that comes in an unbalanced heart. And so it's our practice of Dhamma that leads us this way, leading us in the right direction, leading us to solid ground. And so that's a part of the simile for the ceremony, where we're going to lay down a solid foundation for building a new building. And this, hopefully, will be a building which is a place for learning. And that learning will also be supplemented by the Sangha, those ordained people who are those human resources with the responsibility of passing on and teaching the Dhamma. It's the way of life of the Sangha which makes this passing on of Dhamma a possibility. And because it's the responsibility of the Sangha to practice well, Supatipanno, to practice directly, Ujjupatipanno, and to practice wisely, seeing the danger in samsara, that's Nyaya Patipanno. And in this way, the Sangha is a great treasure for the world, a great field of merit. So the Buddha pointed this out to us so that we can see what's valuable and use it to create benefit in our lives. And the Buddha, knowing so much, continually, tirelessly passed on his knowledge for the benefit of future generations. So if we pick up that knowledge, we can use that to supplement our own potential in having this human life. So then for all of us coming together in this way, we're all friends and relatives already, even if we don't know it, because we all have the same condition in our lives and the same experience. At the very least, we're all subject to suffering in this world, and subject to sickness and age as well, and subject to death. So this is a true Dhamma for which we all are aware. So let's work to develop not only the health of our body, but also the health of our mind, so that we can make the best use of our lives. To this end, I'd like to say thank you to everybody. Anamodana, I rejoice in your goodness and your establishment of good intentions. And in turn, may the goodness of the Buddha, Dhamma and Sangha protect you all and bless you from this point on. May you be healthy and strong, free from illnesses, and may your heart be filled with kindness. And may that kindness spread out and carry you also all the way to safety. And may you have happiness and development in your life always.
Handrayang vadagata satukarang tatamase sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.